What are you doodling over there?
Three little sunflowers in pots and a sun. Because it's a rainy day.
Well, I haven't seen any rainbows today. That's kind of weird. No, we actually had rain in Kansas. It's kind of an odd thing.
We have a lake behind our house.
We have a lake. It's called Lake Walmart. On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion, Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing better than you.
Always.
Yeah, so your gal lost.
I know.
You want to tell us about that?
Well, it's kind of sad.
No, it's kind of funny, really. I mean, you put a candidate in there without anybody voting for them, and then people don't really get behind it.
Well, that's true.
The funniest part, though, is when her supporters say, well, there's still 15 million votes to count. I mean, if you look at the last election, all these votes that came in.
Very optimistic.
Can't possibly have had more voting last election than this one. That wouldn't seem fair.
Yeah.
That was, something would be fishy about that, I would think.
So today your father and I went to breakfast. We're sitting there at this restaurant and these two.
Do you want to, what you were trying to say the name of it, Village Inn?
At Village Inn.
Okay.
We like to have breakfast there. And these ladies were talking, and they were talking about leaving the country. They were senior citizens.
Did they look like they had the means to leave the country?
Probably.
Like with a walker?
Yeah.
Maybe their support structure is more here than there, so.
They were sad.
There are a slew of celebrities who have said they would leave the country, and they have the means to do this, and they never do. Why is that?
Well, I think a lot of people like... Clooney, he has a home in Italy, doesn't he? I think a lot of people have homes overseas that they could go to.
Cher probably has a home in Europe.
Man, I would if I had their money. That's theirs, no doubt.
So she could just go there and say, I did what I said I was going to do, right?
I've already been there. Oh, and you know, what's the lady that has a... the chef that... Rachel Ray. Oh. Rachel Ray has a home in Tuscany, Italy.
Is she upset about things?
I don't know.
She had gals wearing masks in her audience until her show was canceled, I think.
Oh, really?
I think she didn't. They never got off the mask. Once it was like, wait a minute, we can put masks on people? Well, why would we ever go back?
You know, there's a lot of people
I'm opening
still,
a Liquid Death, by the way. Not sponsored.
That one cracks me up. It looks so... dark, and it's just water, right?
This is called Convicted Melon.
Oh, gosh.
It's a bit of a melon flavor. I mean, it's a, as far as sparkling flavored water goes.
And I wasn't even going to let you buy it. I was saying, don't buy that stuff. It'll kill you. Yeah.
So, and it's really kind of just water flavor stuff. So, yeah.
Soda water.
Yeah, well... I think that, it's time for the nation to heal. There's a certain group that always talks about manifesting, and now we're healing, and we're still processing all these, like, abstract terms.
Everybody's
right?
going to gain, like, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Lots
we're
of
gonna,
comfort food. I've been cooking
heal
a lot
with
of
Debbie
comfort
snacks.
Food.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. We're going to have some comfort food tonight.
All right. How clean are your hands?
Very clean. I just washed
them. I've got something for you to open up.
Okay.
Do you think you can kind of handle that?
Sure. Is it safe?
It's safe. Hold on. All right. I got this yesterday, and we didn't do our podcast yesterday, and that makes me mad. But
sorry.
Hold on. I'm gonna try to get some video of you opening that up, okay?
Okay. This is a bag. Did I rip it?
Yeah, you can rip it open, whatever.
Rip it. Rip it good. Oh, gosh. It's made not to be ripped. Come on. I need to have some...
Okay, you have a pin next to you.
I think it's like... See how long it takes Mom to open up a package without any scissors or anything.
Hear how long it takes Mom to open a package, right?
I'm telling you. Why don't you give me the proper devices to open something?
All right, so what do we got in there?
I have no idea. I still haven't got it open. One mission, a commander, commanders.
Here, show it to the camera. All right, so let me explain.
NFL.
So I noticed that when the Commanders, they got the Hail Mary pass, they had like a cool uniform. And I was like, well, so what do NFL uniforms go for? And they're pretty expensive. However, there is a life hack. No, that's not true. That's not the right price.
Good.
There's a life hack, okay? Here's a life hack. Okay, so when it comes to the NFL jerseys, they have what they call the game jersey, which is not what they wear during the game. It's the cheapest one, okay?
Okay.
Then they have the limited.
They wear it to the game?
No, they sell it to the babysitters that don't go to the game, okay?
Okay.
So then they have, or we're going to put this over here. They have the limited, which looks like what they wear on the field, but it's not.
Is it the Washington, D.C. team?
That's the Washington, D.C. team. They were called the R word. I don't know if you're allowed to say that on your podcast.
Raiders?
No, they're the Commanders now.
Okay.
So, and then they have the limited looks like what they wear on the field, but it's not. And then they have the elite, which is like what they wear on the field. This is the elite one. And they want a lot of money for them, and they don't make many of them. However, there is a life hack. Get the jersey of a player that's been traded.
Is that what you got?
I got that for under $100.
Well,
and it's like what they wear now, but all the Nike tech and stuff. So as a Nike shirt goes, that's actually kind of on sale. So
whatever floats your boat.
I think they had a cool looking uniform, and there you go.
It is neat. First, I thought it was a Trump uniform or something.
She read the back of the one mission. What?
I'm going,
what? They have all these messages.
This is hokey.
It takes all of us, you know, like things like that, right? So anyways, that's the life hack if you want to get a jersey on sale, is they have them made already of the previous players. You can still get a Tom Brady jersey.
Oh, that we should have got one of those.
I'm thinking about getting one because they gave me a special offer on it. So, but they only have one. They have limited Tom Brady ones, but they're more expensive than not being the GOAT.
So who did you get?
Well, this guy was the number 2 overall draft pick, and he had a good year with Washington. And he got traded, and they're looking at trading him around and stuff.
What's his name?
His name's Young.
Well, good.
So, and I thought, that looks kind of cool. So there you go.
Neat.
All right. So, now, should we go and have you open something else?
I guess give me some tools.
I'm not giving you any tools, but we're going to have you open another thing.
I don't like to open things without my tools. I'm not going to.
This is an Amazon package. Those are made to be opened easily.
No, not by mom.
Yeah, you tear right there. Right there. You got it?
You know I never can do this.
Okay, here, let me see it.
Here, you start it.
These are supposed to be terrible. There
I
you
can't
go.
Even open okay, regular packages. Oh, cool.
Now that is a puzzle.
Piecework puzzles. Oh, that's cute. Cereal.
Yeah.
Fine.
So this is called Early Bird.
Oh, it's really
pretty.
It's a
pretty. 1,000-piece puzzle. And we're going to post a review for that on Amazon. If you guys want to check that, we'll have a link below, affiliate link, so that we get commission, keep the lights on.
I like that. That's neat.
It kind of looks like a tablecloth picnic thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of looks like Tiffany blue. Like.
Well, that's the box.
Very pretty.
All right, so we'll be getting into that too.
Okay.
I guess we kind of started off with the news, but I guess we're still...
Current events.
Kind of the news.
Okay.
All right. So your gal lost. The guy I voted for won. That's all that needs to be said.
Do you think there's ever going to be a woman president?
Hopefully not.
Hush.
Not in your lifetime.
Yeah, probably not in my lifetime.
Well, unless it's Ivanka, but you wouldn't vote for Ivanka, would you?
No.
She's too tall. Let's be real.
She's not. She doesn't want to be. She can't be president. She wasn't born in the United States.
That's Melania.
Oh, okay.
Ivanka's the blonde daughter that's tall also.
Maybe that's why she's staying out of things, because she wants
to surround myself with the tall women. Make very good human shields. Thick hair. Very good. Good at golf.
Boy, what's Trump's son's name? I can't remember.
Donald Jr.
No, the youngest one.
Barron
had a nice suit on. I guess he put
6'10".
Yeah,
he can't get those off the rack.
No, he has a special tailor that made him some really nice
I've never
suits.
Heard his voice, but I think he had a big part in getting Donald the win here by getting... It wasn't Kamala Harris that was going to the podcasters.
I know.
She started going once Trump was doing it, but he was hitting all of the men influenced podcasting, Then neither of them went to Even My Mom Has a Podcast. But hey, maybe next time. If mom is still here. We don't know if you're going to be around 4 years. The way, the, you know, taking solace in Debbie cakes, right?
I don't have any Debbie cakes in the house.
Okay, what are you eating? Oreos?
I'm eating leftover Halloween candy.
Halloween candy, every it's all over the house. It is.
No.
Okay, so Baron told Dad to go get on them podcasts.
Hey, it worked.
I think we, there has been a major cultural shift here. Clearly, the media has lost its influence. They felt like it was their job to tell America how to vote, and America said, no, we're going to listen to the podcasters, is pretty much what happened. They assembled the Avengers for Kamala Harris. It didn't make a difference. Instead, hey, here's a bro who has a podcast. He's telling us what to do. There we go. And that's that. I think the media, all, we may have the next presidential debate not on TV. It might be like a live stream on Netflix or something.
Well, didn't Elon Musk try to do that?
I don't know about that. So in news, we have a surfer died. Well, okay, no, wait. Maybe he didn't die. He had a leg chopped off by a shark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's always a shark with the surfers. It's never like a sawmill.
Well, because they don't hang out at sawmills, they hang out in the ocean.
It's really weird how we have these marine biologists telling us that it's way more common to be struck by lightning than it is to get bit by a shark.
It is.
But if we swam near the sharks all the time, I have a feeling the lightning strike would be less common than getting eaten by a shark.
You could get struck by lightning while you're out surfing.
Okay, so that's a thing that happened. 61-year-old surfer.
Oh.
Leg completely severed. I'm seeing other things saying then he had a tear. It's like they don't want to commit to how severed something is. Yeah. Now we also have something, the internet's most mysterious song finally identified.
What is it?
So this person in the 80s, in I think 1984, was in Germany, recorded the radio, and heard a song and recorded it. This sister of this guy found this tape and was like, what song is this? They couldn't figure out what it was. They got an idea of what the radio station was. No one knew what the song was. They posted it online. After 5 years of being on Reddit, someone figured it out. They came across a guy that was in this band, and I'm going to play the song for you.
Okay.
Thick accent, I heard Like the Wind, mm-hmm. So people are trying to look this up.
Well, it's kind of catchy.
I accidentally skipped forward there. It's actually called Subways of the Mind, but I don't think they ever say that.
Huh.
And so you end up never understanding what the name could be. So that was considered the internet's most mysterious
song. They had a
really
deep voice.
Yeah. Sure did. I think when you can't sing, you can just go for the really deep voice
deep.
To trick people into thinking, wow, he sings so deep. That's different, right?
I guess.
I can't sing.
Hey, there you go.
So
go
I
deep.
Do it like this, right? That's one way to go about it. Kirk Herbstreit's, Herbstreit's dog, Ben, died yesterday, and they still made him go to work.
Oh.
Now, when your dog died, you didn't go to work.
When my dog died, I took a day off to mourn. I needed to.
All right. Johnny Somali banned from leaving South Korea over drug claims. So there's a TikToker guy, 24 years old, super obnoxious, goes around harassing people in public. Thought he'd take it international, went to South Korea.
Did he get
was harassing
in prison?
People. They found a way to keep him in prison there.
Oh.
And this is South Korea. He didn't go to North Korea. But they said, hey, you brought drugs in. Now we got something. Now we can do something about this. Instead of you going around harassing the women on the street, we're going to lock you up. So, yeah, you do shenanigans, they will look for a way to get you, right?
Don't take any drugs to any country.
Now, there's a video game that I think I showed you a clip of this. Conan O'Brien's in it. He worked with the guy that made it and stuff, and it stars a guy that's on The Walking Dead. It's called Death Stranding. Okay, it's from Japan. It's weird, okay?
Okay.
It's kind of about being a postman, all right? Post-apocalyptic postman of sorts is one way to look at it. So
like,
you're
like
delivering
we're going to have mail in the whatever.
The apocalyptic.
In the past, I mean.
In the future.
Yeah, we're not going to have mail.
Okay.
We barely have mail now.
You deliver stuff in the game, all right?
Okay.
It was a PlayStation exclusive. They said we're working on bringing it to the PC, the computer. Surprise comes to Xbox yesterday.
Woo.
No one knew this was happening. It was what they call a shadow drop.
Oh, I like that.
It's when you don't, hey, we got something coming out. We're not even going to tell you about it. So it's only $20. I have gift cards from Xbox and our eating stuff. I'll probably try this game out. And so, yeah.
Are you going to review it?
You're a delivery guy.
Stranding.
It's very bizarre, but I think just before this comes out, the guy that made the game bought the right, something about Sony was a publisher, so then he bought their side of the game and then was like, okay, now, hey, it's on Xbox now, all of a sudden.
Hmm.
So that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, might try that out. I heard it's very, very weird, but it looks really cool, so that's what I know about that.
Lots of games are kind of weird.
All right, well, I have in mind a game. Okay.
A new game?
A game called...
Movies.
Bye, Mom.
I was thinking that with the new Gladiator 2 coming out, the most appropriate use of Roman numerals ever for a movie title, maybe Mom could tell us, get us, you know, a bit of a refresher here on what Gladiator was about. So, Mom, please explain Gladiator.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's back in the Roman days, and the gladiators are basically prisoners. And so there's a really good-looking guy, Russell Crowe, and he...
What's his name?
I can't remember.
Is it like
Maximus
Max?
Or something?
Oh, you got it.
And he was a warrior, and I don't remember. He got captured by some, I guess, the other side, or I'm not sure how. I mean, he ends up being a gladiator, and he...
What does he say when he's a gladiator? Are you not...
I don't know.
He says to the crowd, are you not...
Worthy?
Are you not worthy?
I don't know.
So he's fighting all the gladiators.
But
he's
the
best gladiator.
But he knows, like, the ruler, the woman especially, he remembers her. Because, like, anyway, so she recognizes him out there
gladiator. She has an evil brother that's the emperor, right?
Yeah, there's lots of evil brothers back in the Roman...
So then what happens? So what happens there?
I remember he has to fight lions, and then he gets himself free. I don't know how he gets free, but I think somehow or another he wins his freedom, and he goes back, and his wife and son have been killed. That's really sad.
And that's what happened in the movie?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
And we saw it at the movie theater, and...
And Mom remembers everything about it.
Well, yeah, we were the only ones in the theater, so at the end we stood up and clapped.
Movies.
Bye.
Mom.
Okay, so I'm sure you have some kind of...
Quote.
I was about to say quiz, but whatever.
It's a quote. It's a stand-up comedian quote. Okay, and I may have done this one before. I hope not. According to most studies, people's number one fear is public speaking. Number two is death. Death is number two. Does that sound right? This means to the average person, if you go to a funeral, you're better off in the casket than doing the eulogy.
I've heard this.
I probably have said it before.
But here's the worst part.
What?
You're trolling me now, because now it's a memory test. Because you were like, hey, this from somebody, and then he's going to guess what it is. But now it's, oh, you've heard this one before, but can you remember? And I'm like, maybe not.
Well, I'm not going to give you any hints.
Okay. Is it Jim Gaffigan?
No. Two more chances.
How about some hints then?
No.
I already messed up.
Okay. Let me think of a hint.
Still alive?
He's still alive.
Is he bald?
No.
He's not bald. Jimmy Fallon?
Nope. Okay. One more. Let me think of a good one. He may not like to dress up like a pirate.
I don't want to be a pirate. Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes.
Who are these people? They're already in the casket, and they don't want to do the eulogy.
Okay. That was good, Vaughn. Bye-bye now.
Kind of a shorter episode, even though you had two things to open.
Is that okay?
That's fine. I thought I would trick you with double opening.
Double.
So we're going to have to get that puzzle out.
It's cute.
Give that a shot.
Yeah, I like it.
It's supposed to be soft touch pieces.
So what could kind be kind of interesting. Cereal's on here?
Cereal?
That's cereal. It's breakfast cereal. There's like Cheerios.
Maybe it's a pastry. I don't know.
No, it's cereal.
There's when we do the puzzle, we'll figure out if it's a pastry or a cereal.
And there's Fruit Loops.
Probably not by brand name, you
apples.
Know?
Apples.
Okay.
Oh, I see Fruit Loops. And then like maybe, I don't know, Cocoa Pebbles or something. I'm not sure.
Have you ever actually had Cocoa Pebbles?
No.